Good morning, dear students. Here again with a new lecture, which is about demography. So, demography is the study of populations. It looks at how many people live in place, how populations grow or shrink, and the factors that cause these changes. The importance of demography. Demography is crucial for analyzing trends like population growth and migration, guiding policy decisions in areas such as health, education, and labor, also informing economic planning and resources allocation, then understanding social changes and cultural diversity.
Let's ask the question, why study demography? We do study demography too. Plan for the future, schools, housing, jobs, and healthcare, and to understand challenges such as overcrowding, aging populations, or lack of resources. Let's see some key elements of demography. We have four elements of demography that are population growth. Population grows when more people are born or migrate into an area than those who die or leave. For example, Algeria's population grew steadily over the last few decades due to high birth rates. Second, we have migration. This is when people move from one place to another. And we have two types of migration. Immigration, moving into a country, and emigration, moving out of a country. For example, some Algerians migrate to Europe for work or education. Thirdly, we have mortality and fertility. Mortality refers to death rates in a population. Fertility refers to the number of births. For example, if there are more births than deaths, the population grows. And finally, we have the age distribution. Populations have different age groups, children, adults, and elderly. Age distribution helps us understand how many young people versus old people are in a population. For example, Algeria has a young population compared to the European countries. Let's delve into the global and Algerian context. Global trends. Some countries like India and China have very large populations. Europe and Japan have declining populations because of the low birth rates. And when it comes to Algeria, high birth rates contribute to a growing population. Migration from rural areas to cities is common. Most of the populations is under 30 years old. Now let's talk about the key objectives. We have study population structure, understand composition by age, gender, and other factors, and then examine growth and decline, analyze fertility, mortality, and migration trends, identify distribution patterns, study how populations are spread geographically, predict future trends, forecast changes in population size and structure, assess social impacts, investigate how demographic changes affect society, and finally, to inform health and welfare, guide public health initiatives and social services. Yet, demography is not just about numbers. It tells us about the people and their stories. By studying it, we can better understand the world around us and plan for a better future. We appreciate your listening.